Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun afterwards. Explicit content warning. This material may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages, so you have been warned. What up, what up, what up, my nerdy Pete?
Hello, how's everybody doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing today, Christian?
Good. I said everybody, but it's just us.
Yeah. So. I mean, I thought I'd answer for him.
Oh, well, then, we are here today to bring you our, podcast on a bunch of these trailers that came out at San Diego Comic-Con. There were a lot of them, so we're going to do our best to, you know, move through them with some form of efficiency. There's really not a whole lot to say on some of them, but we'll talk about them anyway.
Right. So first up, do you want to do Gotham first?
Yeah, Gotham was, like, a 5-minute trailer and 4 minutes of it was recapping season 3.
Yeah, correction. It was a 5-minute trailer with 4 minutes and 30 seconds recapping season 3 and 30 seconds of the new fucking season. And this shit's ridiculous. Like, I feel like
so many people
like,
being shot.
Oh, let's just recap it and see if they don't notice.
Yeah, we'll just throw the Scarecrow in there and they'll remember that.
And it'll just be like Bruce Wayne, like, voicing over, saying, I don't know who I am anymore, Alfred.
And then Alfred's like, you need to find your true north. What the fuck does that even mean?
Find your true north, lad.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, this next season seems like it's just going to be Bruce trying to figure out how to become Batman. I don't think he knows essentially that he's going to be transforming himself into Batman, but this is like the beginning of it all, really.
Yeah, and like the Selena's true becoming beginning. Catwoman, and we just have a whole bunch of, you know, stuff starting, but
yeah.
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
I'm a little bit more excited for the next season. I'm not saying like I'm over the top, like, oh God, I can't wait, but like, I feel like, okay, maybe this thing can recover if they start doing the right thing, and it seems like maybe this is the right direction to go in.
Do you feel like it's like 3 seasons too late?
Probably. Like, probably.
I feel like they've been trying to build Bruce Wayne to this point, you know, but it's like, I don't know. I don't get it. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'm pretty excited, but we'll have to see what happens. You know, they could just, you know, piss all over us again, so.
That is the likely outcome. So, yeah. I mean, obviously can't really grade the trailers, but we'll just go in the sense of saying excited or can't really care.
Okay, yeah.
About the next season coming up based off the trailer.
I don't really care about Gotham, to be honest.
Yeah, I can't. I mean... We've even talked about maybe even like shutting down Gotham off the podcast. And I think we'll get a better idea of whether or not that's going to happen probably after like the first, maybe 1 or 2 episodes. Yeah. Like if we just cannot get into it and can't find much to talk about and just feel aggravated by the show, we'll more than likely cancel it, off of our podcast. But, you know, if you guys think we should stick with Gotham, you guys should let us know. You guys can reach us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, or our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. You know, shoot us some reasons, like why you think we should keep talking about it, why it's like a worthy show, even though maybe we personally feel that, you know, it's not a great show.
Yeah, definitely. So, Supergirl.
What? Okay. This is a good trailer. That was a good trailer.
It was an okay trailer, I think. Like, it didn't, like, she, like, in the beginning, she's, like, talking about, like, the sacrifice she made. But wasn't that, like, Mon-El's sacrifice that he made?
Yeah, but she could have kept him there if she wanted to.
Like, I mean, I guess she made the decision, or, no, he made the decision, didn't he? He was like, yeah, we'll do it, you know? He's like,
No, he couldn't stay there, remember?
Yeah, he couldn't stay there.
Yeah, because it wasn't habitable for him.
But he
anymore.
Made the decision for them to put like the lead in the air. Like, she didn't want to do it, but he's like, no, we need to do it. Like, it's the only way.
Well, I mean, it was his decision, but she didn't have to go through with it, though. I think like that's what she says. Like, she gave up essentially like her one true love in order to save everyone else.
Yeah, now she's like jaded.
Yeah.
But she's like, oh, I'm not human, and being human was a mistake. But, you know, now I'm going to be all pouty about it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you don't really like that or whatever, but I'm fine with it because you think, you know, everything has a kind of effect to it. And, you know, it's not like she'd just go on normally. It's not like she could just carry on, like, as if nothing really happened. Of course, this is going to affect her like, personality and how she acts and stuff. And it's like,
human.
well, yeah, I mean, I think she'll figure that out, but she'll try to turn herself off, like turn off her emotions and everything like that during the season. I think it's just the fallout really of what, the end of last season.
She's just going to like focus on being Supergirl now and not living a normal life and whatever. And she's going to find her humanity again.
Who was that talking to Lana Luthor though? I didn't know who that was.
I don't know.
I was like, oh.
I haven't paid much attention to like the casting, like close attention to the casting for Supergirl, so I'm not sure who that was, but
yeah. I just figured you might know. But it seems like maybe he'll be like the new bad guy of the season more than likely.
Yeah, yeah. So
more or less excited.
Yeah, more or less. I am excited.
What?
More or less I'm excited. I'm more excited than apathetic, I suppose, so. Yes. I know what you're saying.
Are you more excited? Are you the same excitement? Or are you less excited?
About the same.
About the same. Okay, there we go. That's a good answer. I feel that I'm about the same. It doesn't make me more excited. And I do approve of like the direction that they're going in. It's just, I mean, I don't feel like the trailer lent itself to like a bunch of excitement. So.
Yeah. So the Flash, we get a little heartbreaking recap, but then we have a little turn of the tables with like Iris saying, you know, my name is Iris West, and I was supposed to marry the fastest man alive instead of I'm Barry Allen, I'm the fastest man.
Well,
you
did. Yeah. I think it was easy to jump to the conclusion that this season would be about Wally taking over being the Flash, and we'll see what happens with Barry Allen being stuck in the Speed Force. But now, after watching this trailer, I think it's going to actually mainly follow Iris. I think she's going to be our main center character in this season.
Yeah, but I think like obviously like they're getting Barry back like through like the trailer they're focusing
Maybe.
On trying to get Barry back, and so I don't think you know he'll be gone for very long. Maybe an episode, maybe two.
No, I mean. I can see how you would jump to that conclusion after, you know, what's it
Flashpoint.
Called? Flashpoint. Last season only lasting like two or three episodes, and then you're pretty much done, and then you just get the fallout from that. I could see how you would see it that way, but I think, I can't say I would assume, but I could hope that they won't do that, and it just, you know, it's, I don't know, I'd rather them... you know, make it a better storyline than just, you know, oh, hey, you know.
Yeah.
One episode later. Because then it almost feels like, you know, it was almost worthless to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're just going to change something like two episodes later, essentially, there's no point to, like, having this, like, groundbreaking, like, heartbreaking moment in the show and then go one episode without him and then all of a sudden you have him back. Like, I think it should be maybe like a half season or something.
Yeah.
Before
I would hope so, but I don't think it would happen.
And who's to say even if we get Barry back, right? Like, who's to say that, you know, potentially he comes out, but then he realizes that he needs to go back. And cause there always has to be a speedster in the prison. Right. So even if he comes back, there's obviously, you know, catastrophic consequences to there not being a speedster in the Speed Force being trapped. So do we think Wally would go in his place for a little while?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I we'd hope that Barry would be in there because that's like the whole thing. Like, that's the thing from the comics is, like, Wally takes over as a Flash because Barry's trapped in the Speed Force
right.
for so long, you know?
And that was part of, like, the season last season was, you know, not letting other people do and take the responsibilities that you need to take. You know, that was, like, what the Speed Force was, like, teaching him.
Right.
You know, you know, when he realized that it was him that had to defeat Savitar and he couldn't allow Wally to try, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, that was his plan. He's like, oh, well, haha, Wally could do it because he seems to be a little bit faster than me.
Right.
You know? So, but I think that he'll realize that he's the one that has to stay in there, even if he comes out for a little while, like an episode or two. I think he'll end up trying to go back.
Like, the only thing I can think of is, like, they'll try to have Cisco come up with a way to like, destroy the Speed Force prison and get Barry out so he doesn't have to go back in.
Yeah, probably. That's probably what that gun was. Yeah. More or less excited.
Caitlin is back on Team Flash as well. Which I think we didn't know she was going to do that last season. She was like, I need to figure myself out or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be more of like a mid-season thing, not like a beginning of the season thing.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know how much they have like prepared or whatever for next season. So, like, I don't know
if they have quite a bit.
Like from the first episode or like whatever. So, I am excited.
I'm pretty excited as well. So I like the idea of maybe, you know, making Iris like the central character in the show.
Right.
Right now.
Yeah. Yep. I like it.
Makes more sense.
So Arrow, another lengthy recap.
Yeah.
Of the season, but necessary as well. So what do you think? What did you think of the trailer?
I think three things need to be talked, or four things technically. So the relationship between him and his son, William. Obviously they show a scene where he's like points, like, where do you think the bad guy is? And he points at Oliver. So he thinks like Oliver's like this bad guy. So that kind of lends itself to his mother probably died on the island.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can assume she died, but we don't know who else died.
In the trailer, we see three characters that were all on the island. So now we don't know who else died. But we know for sure these three characters did not die. Slade Wilson, the doppelganger for Laurel Lance, and then Black Canary.
Yeah,
we see all three of those characters in the trailer, and then and the thing about like Slade Wilson is it's kind of hard to tell whether or not he's like a good or a bad guy in this season.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna be a good guy. Like, he's like shaking hands with Oliver. Like, he's gonna have like a long term kind of relationship. Like, he's gonna have a bigger. I think there was news that he's gonna have like a bigger role as well in the season. So
well, that's exciting. I like Manu Bennett quite a lot. So
yeah, definitely. So yeah, I'm definitely excited for that. There were a lot of like badass like fighting scenes and arrow tricks and stuff. Like, that was cool to see. But it also looks like this might be like a little later because like his son looks much older.
Yeah, it does kind of seem that way. And you know, even though we kind of got on Gotham over doing like the long recap and then, you know, a short actual trailer, but I think
this
Arrow
one was longer, though,
did it though. Like, yeah, they did it better, you know. So, and they do give us some stuff to go off of other than just Bruce is becoming Batman essentially.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to just say I'm super excited for Arrow next season.
I am very excited because then it also leaves out the drama of who died, who didn't kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we don't know who's alive. We don't know if Felicity's alive or Thea or whatever. So pretty exciting. Really excited for that. So Legends.
Wait. One last thing. Do we think Diggle died?
We hope he didn't die.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, him and Felicity are, like, the two characters that would break Oliver, I feel like.
Yeah, like, I don't think they're dead.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No. Or Thea. I don't think she's dead. I honestly don't. I think only William's mom died, to be honest.
Probably. Yeah, that does kind of make more sense. Yeah, so Legends tomorrow.
I hated this trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I felt, like, a little excited. I felt like it had a little bit more of, like, a fun aspect to it where you see all this the singularities or time aberrations, like, pop up on the map, and you just realize, like, it's just going to be, like, a fun adventure kind of thing. It's not a serious type of show like Arrow or
Flash.
Well,
it wasn't until they do the same thing they do every season. They're like, oh, look at the big bad. Now it's Kwasa. Oh, ha, ha. There's more to this than just stopping aberrations. There's something more.
Well, I mean, of course. There has to be some sort of big bad. Even in, like, Doctor Who, this is the same thing.
Sometimes,
like,
yeah.
No. But every season. There's always, like, some overlying, like, big bad to that little season.
Yeah, but they're not there the whole season always, you know? Like, they're,
well,
like, they show up,
like,
at the end or something.
I don't think it's going to be a whole season kind of thing. I think they're mainly focusing on fixing all the time aberrations that they've messed up, that it's like, and it's not like just like going to a time period and, oh, that's just the time period. They don't even know what to expect in that time period. So that's kind of like cool as well. It's like,
right.
It's like going back and forth in history and the future, but you don't even know what to expect. So, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm super excited about it. A little bit more excited.
Yeah, I couldn't care less about this next season, to be honest. So we'll see what happens.
It's all right. You don't have to love the show.
No, nobody does. But you can. So, all right. So the next trailer is The Defenders.
Dun, dun, dun.
So what'd you think?
It looked fabulous.
Fabuloso?
Fabuloso, matey,
like,
mate.
Electra's back and stuff.
We
love Electra.
Electra.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited for this series. I read an earlier review that said, like, it takes way too long for them to team up or something. But what do you expect? They have to get there, and then they have to all fight each other because, you know, they have their differences, and then they work out their differences, and they're friends now.
And Luke Cage doesn't want any hugs. No,
yeah.
Sir.
And Daredevil has cute ears.
But they're horns.
But they're horns. Because he's a devil of Hell's
Kitchen. He's a horny devil.
So, I'm super excited for The Defenders. It comes out in, like, what, like, three weeks?
Whoever said that's just a bunch of uncultured swine.
I said it. So, yeah, super excited for The Defenders. There's not a whole lot, really, in the trailer to talk about. Like, Sigourney Weaver is going to try to fucking murder everybody and shit.
Reet,
and, like, they're
going to
take over New York, and then they're bringing in people from all the different Netflix series.
Let the Battle of New York commence! And there's just another trailer. There's a lot of little banter between the characters, and you see some action scenes, some more hallway scenes. I mean, because what is Netflix without the hallway fight scenes? I mean,
right? Nothing.
Nothing. They're nothing. They could never survive without the hallway scene.
Yeah, so, more excited or meh?
More excited.
Definitely. All right.
Yeah.
So the next trailer is the Gifted trailer. You hadn't seen the first trailer yet still, right?
I had not seen the first trailer. And let me tell you, I got a little semi during that trailer.
Yeah. So this is the second trailer that came out for the Gifted during San Diego Comic-Con that we're going to be talking about. But, you know, a lot after the first trailer, a lot of people were like, yeah, it looks like Heroes, which is, like, good because Heroes is based on X-Men and this is, like, X-Men. So, yeah, but it's not really X-Men. It's, like, random characters from the X-Men and, you know, like, they're like, we don't know if the X-Men exists or the Brotherhood or whatever. Like, we don't know what's going on, but hopefully this will connect to, like, the movie universe, in some way.
Hopefully. That'd be good. But all I know is, like, the manifestation of their powers each look unique and very cool in their own.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, this excites me. This is, like, one of the big things, right, is, like, their powers is, like, in some ways, like, you know, are defining characteristics of a hero, right? Like,
right.
Or, like, what makes them stand out is, like, you know, their powers draws a lot of people in initially. And, you know, to actually, like, you know, make their powers look cool. Well, I was like, oh, man, I'm pretty excited about this.
Right.
And it looked like a fairly interesting story as well. I mean, surprisingly, I'm pretty excited to see what Fox can do with this. I feel pretty confident that it would actually be a pretty good show.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited for it.
Doesn't it come out, like, Monday, October 2nd or something like that?
Yes, yeah, and it takes over a Gotham spot from Monday. So, but yeah, I mean, Polaris. Polaris is a character I've, like, wanted to see for a long time. And then like Thunderbird, I don't really care about, to be honest. But Blink we saw briefly in Day of Future's Past.
But even Blink looked cool.
She looked cool, yeah. So yeah,
Or Thunderbird, I mean.
Oh, Thunderbird, yeah.
You said good. You didn't care about him, but
I don't care about the character, like as far as comics go.
I was wrong though. At first I thought that guy looked like the guy, like the main character from the series Jericho. But then I kept looking at him, I was like, oh no, that's not him. He looks kind of similar to him, like maybe a more buff version of him with a better chin.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that show, right?
No, but I know you loved it. And there was like, that show is similar in a way to Firefly in the way that like once it got canceled, like people started rallying. Except in the case of Jericho, it got back on the air. So.
Did it?
Yeah. I think it briefly got back on the air.
But in the series, like, never got to finish. Like, I felt like that was such a good series, but that's another discussion for another day. Maybe never on this podcast.
Never on this podcast. and the other character in there was Eclipse, who, you know, has weird, like, eclipsing powers. Like,
oh,
blinding,
yeah, dude.
Blinding people.
Oh, no. They all looked pretty sick to me. I think it's going to be a pretty grand show, if I must say myself, right?
Yeah, it does look very good. So I'm excited. And then it focuses around like the Strucker family, which like I don't know where they're from because I know it's not Baron Strucker. So,
all right, more or less excited.
More, yeah, definitely excited.
Oh, more.
Even though it's Fox.
Even though it's Fox, they might be able to do one thing in their lifetime of correctness.
Yeah, so this will be an interesting one to see if you're more or less excited. But the Inhumans trailer, which is really just kind of promoting their IMAX thing.
Yes.
But we get a little more action. We get some hair action from Medusa.
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah. Did you see Triton?
Yeah, Triton looks a little ridiculous.
Oh, like, he's like my favorite Inhuman too. Like, and he just looks so garbage.
Yeah.
Oh, it pisses me off.
Gorgon looks pretty cool. Karnak looks super Asian.
Really?
Medusa's hair looks all right, moving, I guess. But like when it's just there, it looks super like cosplay wig-ish.
Yes.
So, what did you think? Did you think it looked better than before, or is it just kind of still?
Meh.
Yeah.
I'm neither here nor there. It didn't excite me. Didn't get me less interested. I mean, it was just like, okay.
Yeah, I can't really make any more like statements on it until I've seen it, because you know, it could go either way at this point.
Yeah, it could just be, like, not visually stunning, but it could just be, like, the best storyline that ever written. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there are shows like that where, like, you know, like, when you first start watching Doctor Who, like, they're, like, the way they shoot their cinematography and stuff was, like, borderline almost unbearable.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, but the story was so good, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I just kind of draw reference to it. It's, like, not visually stunning, and it looked quite crap. But the storyline, the writing, the characters, bar none. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Yep. So, the last trailer we have to talk about is the Kingsman trailer. And I'm just saying, this movie looks fucking badass.
Dude, this movie looks fucking grade A, mate.
Yeah.
Like, let me say, you know?
It's like one of those movies that, like, you can just go and, like, watch and enjoy and not have to think about.
Right. So. It's just going to be, like, fucking wall-to-wall action, ridiculous, like over-the-top type shit that just you're just like, that was a great movie.
Yeah, and like we get more like information on the story. Like they have to go to the U.S. because their like Kingsman service has been blown up in the U.K. and that's why we have like all these Americans like Jeff Bridges and Channing Tatum and stuff. But
yeah,
it looks fucking hilarious.
And they're called Statesmen.
Yeah,
not Kingsmen. They're United States versions of them.
Yeah, and they're fucking cool too. So. I'm buzzing for that movie. Like, I think it's going to be amazing, so.
Reet. Oh, wait. One more mention for another trailer.
The Krypton?
Krypton.
It wasn't really a trailer.
It was a promo, guys, and I felt rather sad after figuring that out, because we were watching it, and it ended, and we're like, that's it? What the fuck?
Yeah, we got pretty gypped on the Krypton trailer, but.
You have crossed me for the last time, sci-fi.
Yeah, definitely super excited for Kingsman. So out of all these trailers, right, which one are you most excited for? And we'll just all go over of them. We'll recap what they were. Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, Gotham, Defenders, The Gifted, Inhumans, and Kingsman. Which one are you looking the most forward to?
The Gifted.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one is for you?
Probably the Defenders. I think it's like the longest one waiting. I'm most anxious to see like what happens with Inhumans, of course. But I think The Gifted will just be like one of those shows that like surprises people with.
Right.
Like it's gonna be a lot like Inhumans. It's either gonna be amazing or it's just gonna be trash.
Pretty much. So uncultured swines.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Don't even
get me started about the uncultured swines. But anyways, no. The Gifted, I really think, is going to be... That's the one I'm most interested in, like, intrigued about. Because, like you said, it could be either really good or really bad. And, like, right now I'm fairly excited about it. And I think it's going to be good. It almost kind of gave me, like...
A stiffy?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
But what were you gonna say? Like,
I don't know.
A vibe of something. Like, does it
reminds me of like almost Teen Wolfish.
Does it make you think of Heroes at all when you watch that?
No.
All right. So Scott feels a little differently. All right, guys. A little differently.
A little differently.
But yeah, that is all our trailers. I mean, I don't think we have much else to say on this podcast, if I'm honest. What do you think, Scott? Anything else? Any other nerdy things?
Nope.
No.
Oh, hey, guys. We've been working on some cosplays, right? Oh, yes. Yes. Oh,
I made a very small cowl.
Don't say any more because you might give away what we're... So we're not going to tell you what we're cosplaying at. We might... I don't know. We might tell you. I don't think it's going to be on this podcast, though.
I don't think they'd get it, like, by me saying cowl. Like, everybody's going to think, like, Batman or something, which isn't the case. Like, I don't think anybody would guess what you're going to be based on that.
But, yeah. We've all been working on our cosplays. Me, Christian, Ashley, and even Nicholas. There's nothing for him to really work on, but he colors.
Yeah.
He colors his ass off.
He does do that, yeah, and then bugs us and then wants to go swimming and all that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, the cowl I made was pretty small. Didn't necessarily fit Scott's head, and it looks like a helmet for, like, a Rohirrim soldier from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, all my accessories mint. Only thing is, maybe I got to lose a little bit of weight, fit in the, in the shirt part of my sections a little bit better. But then, you know, I can't wait to take some pictures with it once it's all done. One of your costumes looks freaking mint.
Yeah.
Mint city. Chocolate chip mint city.
I do also need to lose some weight to like look better in it, but either way the costume by itself looks amazing, so that's cool.
The costume does all the work for him.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
And some of the other bits from SDCC that we forgot to talk about were like Ezra Miller, right?
Right.
He cosplayed. Two people. But yeah, Ezra Miller cosplayed as a character from Full Metal Alchemist. And like, I guess he got really into it. And like, this is all kind of making Scott feel better about him as the Flash. You know, we saw him in Fantastic Beasts and we thought he was amazing there. So we were already feeling like a little better about him, but you never really know.
It makes me excited, right? Sorry to cut you off. It just makes me excited that to know he's a nerd.
Yeah, definitely.
It makes me more comfortable with it.
It's like you compare people like that to like Jesse Eisenberg, who compared like San Diego Comic-Con to a genocide. And it's just like, you get so much more excited knowing that like someone like you is playing a character that they love, or that they love the fandom or whatever, and it's amazing to see. And yeah, we're still sad it's not Grant Gustin, but you can't have everything you want, you know. So I can't wait to see him like in Justice League. He'll honestly probably be the best part of Justice League,
probably.
So yeah, that to me is amazing. And then the other person was Kenan Lonsdale. I don't know if you
saw him
about,
too.
But yeah, he so cosplayed as Where's Waldo, or like Where's Wally, because he's Wally West. But I guess there was some outrage about him using like white makeup or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
You saying? I don't know. But who fucking cares about that? I thought that was like pretty creative, to be honest. So
Reet. And then there's like one more. He's not like an actor or anything, but he is like a sports star. I don't know what his name is, but it's like a Green Bay Packers like defensive lineman. He like dressed up in like a $3,000 fucking Raize Kage like outfit from Naruto, one of like the five Kages. Like it's like the leader of the village, pretty much. Yeah. And like, yeah, dude, his outfit looked dope. I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that like it's cost funny. Like
$3,000 though.
Because like you get nerds coming out like everywhere now, because there was a Seattle Seahawks like lineman who was at GP Vegas playing Magic.
Right.
And he made
right.
headlines as well. So it's like, you know, like you never really know. Like you get these huge nerds like just like that are very successful at other things, and you're just like, wow, like they're everywhere. Like 10 years ago you wouldn't have got people admitting it, you know, like if you're a football player and like you come out as a nerd, like you probably will get fucking battered in the locker room or something, you know?
Probably.
Like, you had to be careful, but now it's like, people aren't ashamed of it anymore, and it's amazing to see. So, I'm very excited about nerd culture right now.
Right.
Right. So I guess that's probably everything for this podcast. Next week we'll probably double up on news. We're not going to do news this week. We just want to talk about these trailers. We're going to put out some reaction videos as well in the next week or so, and talk about Game of Thrones season 7 episode 3. So, you know, that's all the stuff coming out for our schedule.
There's a possibility that there might be a little, guest appearance on our Game of Thrones podcast. We have to see and talk to that person about it first.
Yeah.
But this person wanted to come on for a little while now, so.
Yeah. They just need to catch up, so.
Catch up.
Yeah. So that's everything we have for you guys this week. You can check out our website if you want to know anything about us, to be honest. And links to all our social media, nerdyboysreviews.com. The blog section has been updated with our top 10 movie list post Spider-Man Homecoming. So if you want to know what that looks like, you can go check that out. And all that good stuff. But that is everything we have for you. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And as always, we have one message for you, and that is
stay nerdy, boys.